It's my pleasure to welcome Jay Moore. Hey, Jay.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Oh, man. Now, I have to ask you, what can the audience expect from your show?
Nudity.
Is this
full frontal nudity. I'm going to underwhelm everybody. I talk a lot about, you know, I'm sober 22 months. I had a really bad pill addiction. I was out of show business. Now I'm back. So I talk a lot about my own intervention, what it's like. An intervention is like the worst surprise party ever. You show up, everybody you know is there. You're like, oh, wow, hey, oh, no. I do a lot of impressions, Christopher Walken, Tracy Morgan, Al Pacino. And I talk a lot about having a kid and being a single dad and the madness it is.
What projects are you currently working on? And is it anything related to Bob Sugar, the super agent? Because I love that role.
You know what? A little bit. I just did an episode of Winning Time on HBO. I played Kareem's agent. So a little bit Bob Sugary, but this agent's like a real little nice guy, like a little nerdy guy. He's like a born-again Christian, like beige suit-wearing nerdy guy. That Kareem's agent that winds up, the guy that stole all of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's money.
So I know your partner is Jeannie Buss currently. Are you a big Lakers fan then?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Is that because you have
to be? No. You know what? I moved to L.A. and I needed a Los Angeles team, and it sure as hell wasn't going to be the Clippers. When I was in New York, I just really loved the Knicks, and then I came out here and you can't really, you know, in Los Angeles, you can't really get any Knicks games unless you buy like a whole NBA package, and I've always dug the Lakers. So
right.
Then I met Jeannie, and she was a guest on my radio show, and I interviewed her, and I just felt funny talking to her. And then I asked her to be on my podcast, and when she came to the studio to do my podcast, it's like the first time I saw her, everything kind of went in slow motion. I was definitely knocked head over heels, and I was like, I want to be with this person for a long time.
Sounds like you were smitten.
I was smitten. I was taken.
So we've got the NFC, AFC championships coming up this Sunday. What teams are you smitten with right now? Who do you think is going to win it all on February 12th?
The San Francisco 49ers are winning it all. They got too many weapons. The defense is too rugged. They thump too hard. And they haven't even been throwing to juice check. Number 44, my favorite player in the NFL. That guy's the secret weapon. You got to stop Christian McCaffrey. Then you're like, oh, yeah, we forgot about Deebo Samuel. Oh, yeah, we forgot about George Kittle. And then right when you think you got the crap at shoe level, it's, oh, my God, we forgot about the juice. Juice check killed us.
What do you think about the AFC?
I would rather see the Bengals than the Chiefs because it's just Chiefs. I'm like, yeah, seen it.
How do we follow you on social media or whatever it is that you're dabbling in? How do we follow Jay Moore?
Jay Moore 37. That's my Instagram. I deleted my Twitter about a month ago because it's just, I don't really think the world needs to hear what I think every 4 days. So I'll just do Instagram once in a while.
Right. If you think he's funny now, folks, wait till you go to the Pavilion Theater on this Saturday.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
For real. It's going to be the best show you ever saw. I give you my word. If you can look me in the eye and say that wasn't the best stand-up comedy show I ever saw, I'll give you your money back on the spot.